Welcome to Storytime with Muskingum County Library System. My name is Miss Kathy, and I'll be reading a story called Madeline Finn and the Library Dog by Lisa Papp. This is a story about a little girl named Madeline, and Madeline doesn't like to read, especially out loud, because she's afraid of making mistakes. But she really, really, really wants a gold star from her teacher. But Madeline knows that gold stars are for good readers. Stars are for understanding words and saying them out loud. And Madeline doesn't always understand the words. And sometimes she gets stuck when she can't say them out loud. So she figures out a way to overcome her fears and earn the gold star. Well, before we get started, I would like to invite all my friends, tall and small, to join us for this story. We love it when parents and caregivers participate with their children. Your child will learn better and be much more attentive with you there as a role model. Story time is a really special time to spend with your child. Both of you will be learning together. You'll be having fun and bonding. When you read together at home, please be sure to ask questions before, during, and after. This is a proven strategy for building comprehension. So let's get started with our story. Madeline Finn and the Library Dog. "I do not like to read," says Madeline Finn. "Not books, not magazines, not even the menu on the ice cream truck. And I especially do not like to read out loud." "Keep trying, Madeline Finn," my teacher always says. "But sometimes I can't figure out the words. Sometimes the sentences get stuck in my mouth like peanut butter. And sometimes people giggle when I make a mistake. And I never get a star sticker from my teacher. Not even a smiley face. Instead, I get a heart that says, 'Keep trying.' I get a lot of 'Keep trying' stickers. But what I really want is a star. Stars are for good readers. Stars are for understanding words and for saying them out loud. But I know what else they're for. Stars are for wishes, so I make a wish for my very own star. I guess wishes take a while, because I don't get my star on Monday or Tuesday either. 'Keep trying,' my teacher tells me on Wednesday. On Thursday, I say the frog's name wrong. His name is Samuel. I try to get away with saying Sam, but it doesn't work. Friday is no better. On Saturday, Mom takes me to the library. 'Hello, Madeline Finn,' Mrs. Dimple says. She's our librarian. 'I don't like to read,' I remind her in case she forgot. 'Oh, I remember,' she says. 'But today we have something special, something you might enjoy. Madeline Finn, would you like to read to a dog?' Mrs. Dimple leads me over to a big white dog. 'This is Bonnie. Why don't you pick out a book to read to her? She's a great listener.' 'Bonnie is beautiful, like a big snowy polar bear with big bright brown eyes.' 'Would you like to try?' Mom asks. 'Yes, please,' I say, but not very loud. At first, I'm really, really nervous. I get the letters mixed up, and the words, they don't sound right when I say them aloud. But then I look at Bonnie and those big, bright brown eyes, and she looks right into my eyes, and she doesn't giggle. So I feel better. and I try again. Halfway through, I get stuck on another word. But Bonnie, she doesn't mind. She puts her big paws in my lap, and she lets me pet her until I figure it out. After that, Bonnie and I read together every Saturday. It's fun to read when you're not afraid of making mistakes. Bonnie teaches me that it's okay to go slow and just keep trying, just like the sticker says. Well, I still don't have a star, but I can be patient, just like Bonnie. Soon, it's almost time to read in class again. But when I go to the library, Bonnie's not there. Neither is Mrs. Dimple. Would you like to wait for another dog? Says the other librarian. No, thank you, I say as politely as I can. Don't worry, Mom tells me later. Bonnie was just busy today. But what about school? I ask. You'll do fine, she says. Just pretend you're reading to Bonnie. On Monday morning, I'm really, really nervous. Madeline Finn, would you like to read next? The teacher asks. Yes, please, I say, but not very loud. The first sentence goes pretty well. And then I mess up on a word. And then I mess up another word. And then I hear someone giggle. But then I think about Bonnie. And I take a deep breath, and I pretend she's right next to me. Next thing I know, I'm at the bottom of the page, and then I'm at the end of the book. I look at my teacher, and she has a big smile on her face. I did it! I did it! I got my star! On Saturday, we go to the library again. I'm so excited. Mrs. Dimple is back. I got my star. I got my star, I tell her. I want to give it to Bonnie. Well done, Madeline Finn, she says. I think Bonnie might have a surprise for you, too. Madeline Finn, would you like to read to Bonnie and her puppies? Yes, please, I say, nice and loud. The end. Well, if there are some of you who are reluctant to read out loud because maybe you might make a mistake, it's okay to make mistakes. Go slow and keep trying, just like Madeline says. And soon you'll realize it's super fun to read if you're not afraid of making mistakes. And you can practice, just like Madeline did. You can practice reading out loud to your dog, or maybe your cat, or a hamster, or you can even read to your horse. Your horse would love it if you read to him. I have a secret. I read to my turtles, and sometimes I make mistakes. Sometimes I don't say the words right, but my turtles, they don't mind. So do you want to practice reading out loud with me? How about we practice with some rhyming riddles? So you can say the rhyming word out loud, okay? So let me read the riddle, and then you can say the rhyming word. It's small and scuttles around the house. A long, thin tail. It must be a... Can you say the rhyming word out loud? Did you say mouse? You're absolutely right. It's small and scuttles around the house. A long, thin tail. It must be a mouse. Okay, let's try another one. Long ears, bright eyes, a hopping habit, round white tail. It must be a... Can you say the rhyming word out loud? What rhymes with habit? Did you say rabbit? Very good. Long ears, bright eyes, a hopping habit. Round white tail, it must be a rabbit. Let's try some more. It has four hooves, a tail, of course. Who wants to ride this lovely? What's your rhyming word? Can you say it out loud? What rhymes with course? Did you say horse? Right! It has four hooves, a tail, of course. Who wants to ride this lovely horse? Okay, let's do one more. It's long and skinny as a rake. Don't let it bite. It must be a... What rhymes with rake? Did you say snake? Very good. It's long and skinny as a rake. Don't let it bite. It must be a snake. Well, thank you so much for reading out loud with me. That was fun. And thank you for joining us for story time. Please be sure to join us here on Wiz Radio Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. or 8 p.m. for a new story.